Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the return of Deprogram Radio Chronicles, Season 2. Deprogram Radio is about to broaden and enlighten your state of mind. This radio program has been created to activate and elevate your AOC, otherwise known as your awareness of consciousness. Look no more as Deprogram Radio takes you on a journey, heightening your psychic abilities in every sense of the word in your world of awareness. Allow your consciousness to be enlightened by our guests with their amazing abilities, illustrating that everyone's gifts have been perfectly designed for this world. And now it's time to relax and quiet your space. The time is now, and our hosts of Deprogram Radio will energize your spirit, inspire your soul, and motivate you physically. Deprogram Radio introduces to you the captivating, most inspiring, and highly motivated renowned psychic. Here is the intuitive Levanz Figueredo.
And good evening, everyone. This is Levanz. I am one of the psychic sisters of Inner Perceptions. You are listening to Deprogram Radio Chronicles Season 2. Every Wednesday evening, every other Wednesday, that is, at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, I am your host tonight. My sister is out and about. However, she's listening to the show somewhere out there, so we welcome her as well. Hey, Mooch, how are you? Anyways, you are listening once again to Deprogram Radio Chronicles Season 2. If you want to get a hold of us in the studio live for free readings that we're offering today by our VIP guests, please feel free to call at 1-646-716-9947. Once again, 646-716-9947. And if you don't get a chance to call in today, then make sure you follow us down below on Blog Talk Radio so you get a chance to either listen or call in for live hearings of our radio shows by hitting the following button once again down below on our Blog Talk radio episodes. You can reach us at www.intoperceptions.com. That's INPERCEPTIONS.com. Also follow us on Facebook at Inner Perceptions, and we have our individual websites as well, www.levanzfigueredo.com, my as intuitive Levanz and Facebook. You can also reach or contact my sister Van Doren at www.vandorenfigueredo.com, and her Facebook page is Van Doren Medium. Give us some feedback, please. Let us know you're following us, and let us know about the episodes that you listen to. This is our 37th episode, and we're proud of it. We originated this show to help reach the mass out there. We kept seeing that there were more and more people that we needed to touch and more people to help elevate or ascend, you know, vibrations. And we want you to also know you're not out there alone. We created this show with some extraordinary hosts as well, but our guests are the primary backbone of our show, because if you're not able to relate to either one of myself or my sister, we know that you're going to be able to relate to one of our VIP guests. And introducing our guest tonight on Deep Program Radio is a young lady by the name of Casey Matronia, and I'm hoping I'm saying that right. She's a mystic. She's a psychic medium with cross-sensory perceptions. She's an energy worker. She's an aromatherapist who will also be accepting calls from you, the listeners, tonight, giving out free readings for one question. One question, everybody. So we're going to get to introduce a young lady, and I want to welcome Casey, once again, Matronia. Did I say that right, Casey?
You sure did. You did a wonderful job. Thank you very much, and it's wonderful to be here this evening.
We are so grateful for you to be joining us, and we understand that you're so busy and you belong to so many things out there, as we all do, but you found the time to be with us and to help out our listeners as well. We are so honored to have you on the call and on the show
I'm honored as well. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Great. So, you have several sites that you're able to be contacted through for the listeners and for the public. Tell us a little bit about yourself and give us the contacts as well, that the links or contacts websites that you have available.
You did a wonderful introduction. I'm a mystic psychic medium that does energy work. I also do spiritual aromatherapy. My website is www.universal-harmony.com. And my email that you can contact me through on that website is kc@universal-harmony.com. I'm also on Facebook, Casey Matronia. And they can also find me a link to you and your sister on your friends list. And I'm also on Twitter as Mystic KC, and on MySpace as Mystic KC. But I'm more than happy to help anyone with anything, that whether it's questions or reading or whatever they have going on.
Casey, wait a minute. Did you say MySpace?
Yeah, it's old as can be, but I'm still on there, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot about MySpace. You know, that's kind of like the dinosaur now in the WW world out there, the social network. Oh, my gosh, I didn't realize you still had that. That's pretty awesome, man.
It's kind of funny, but, and I hardly ever use it, but once in a while, I'll still hear from somebody through there, so, yeah.
Gosh, that's great. I think that, it's like our computers and all of our electronic devices now, it's like if you're not up, and I hate to say this, up with the Joneses on our devices, it's really hard to communicate, and that's a shame with, at the third dimensional level, that is. But it's awesome that you still, hold on to that. I totally forgot about that network, period. So that is hilarious. Well, I'm like here holding on to everything, making sure that our devices don't go nuts and haywire, because as we've had experiences before, and I was telling you earlier, if for some reason the network goes haywire, it's expected of. So we just go with the flow. So I want you to just relax, take your time, and just tell us about yourself.
I always get stumped with questions like that, and because I'm so much more comfortable, giving readings and talking to people about what's going on in their life versus what happened in mine. But I would say my family's been very, open-minded, and I've been intuitive my whole life, but I don't feel that I was psychic my whole life. The whole thing happened, about 12 years ago. And it was a huge change. I mean, I was very intuitive before, but after the near-death experience, within 15 minutes, I was a completely, my perception of the world and the clarity was so different. and my understanding of
that.
The spiritual realm. Well, I had had pneumonia for 5 or 6 weeks and a really high fever, and I had already been in the hospital and all that. I was home, and well, actually, I was at work, and it's a big long story, but basically, I was really too sick to be at work, and they told me basically I was fired if I left, but I left anyway. And I went home, and I was so depressed and worried, you know, and how am I going to support my kids and all that. And I was kind of mad, and I was kind of arguing with God, and I was saying that, you know, I needed a job that I could do, whether I was sick or whether I could hear or see or, you know, had physical handicaps, and I needed it to knock on my door. I couldn't be going out looking for stuff, and and it was delivered. I was sitting in a chair, and it was kind of like I was in seizure mode or something, but I could see the white light come through my crown, and all my chakras activated, and all my energy meridians, and it sounded like beautiful music, and I was surrounded by angels, and they were flowing in and out of my body, healing me. And I knew it was good stuff going on, but nonetheless, I was kind of freaking out also.
Sure.
But,
sure.
All this was going on, and then I died, and I went to this dark place for about just, you know, 30 seconds or something. And then I was traveling all through, like, it was like I left my body, and I was traveling all through the galaxies and through all these time portals and, and mind you, I didn't know about any of this stuff before this actually happened. And the next thing I knew, I was holding hands with Archangel Metatron, and he brought me up through heaven's realms, and I spoke to Mother Mary and Kuan Yin and Isis, and I had emergency surgery in heaven, and I was given equipment so I could come back and do the job that they had intended for me to do. And they kept asking me, was I ready to come back? And I wasn't. And I said, you don't come all the way to heaven and not see God. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And so they took me up to this highest point in heaven. And I looked down and I could see the most glorious sunrise I'd ever seen. But I didn't see a guy. I was thinking it would be some guy with a beard, you know.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I started to cry, and I said I couldn't perceive God, not realizing I was looking at God. But it was the immense. There was like 72 rays of love, and I was just so filled with love and glory and compassion. And but I still didn't understand that that's what I was perceiving. So they rushed me off to another emergency surgery, and we were replacing all these things in my body with gems. So I could perceive a higher frequency. And then after that, I was finally ready to come back. And then the next thing I know, I was back in my body. I wasn't sick anymore. And it was like I could see through the walls. It was just so weird. And I didn't tell anyone because I felt like I was on drugs or something. It was like... my senses were really heightened. I could smell stuff like a mile away. It was just so weird. And there was stuff all over the walls. It was just so weird. I could just see all kinds of energy forms and angels and deceased people. And I look at somebody and they looked like they were made out of jello. I could see all their energy meridians inside and whatever sickness they had. And it was like, oh my God. And I was like that for 45 days. I didn't leave the house. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I've lost it, you know? And so I finally broke down and told my sister, and she invited me to some healing group with a bunch of artists. And so I started reading all of them just to see if anything, you know, whether I was insane or not, you know? And they said, whatever I was saying was accurate. So I did that for, you know, quite a few months actually. And and then I was already doing expos for aromatherapy. And so then I started doing readings as well. And that's how it all started. And here we are today.
That is so, I mean, that's incredible. And I think that when people, this is just my opinion that I've seen as well, is when people go through that, not only is it a life-altering experience, I believe that's that's like one of your final true callings. And you, unfortunately, had to go through what you went through, but it's such a blessing, I think. A lot of people understand that, don't understand all the sensitivities that all of a sudden you pick up and you become very, very, I mean, like you said, you didn't know if you had gone bonkers or not, you know? And we want to let everybody know that it's part of the experience, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. And it is a blessing. It's overwhelming at first just because you feel so many feelings and, you know, see stuff and smell things. But once you, you know, get a handle on it, it's a blessing. It makes everything easier. It's just, you just have to learn to, you know, kind of float in it and let it flow through you so you're not, like, overwhelmed by it.
Exactly. So I know that you've helped a lot of people, and, of course, my whole just question is, why did you call your website The Soul Reflections?
Because what I see in people is their soul and how it's the reflection of it. We have our original soul imprint, and then our blueprint, and then on top of that is the imprint of what's going on in your life, and that's what I see. It's their soul's reflection of who they are right now and what's going on in their life and who that they are meant to be. And it makes it really easy to see, you know, how someone might have veered off or where they need to be to feel balanced. And so that's where I came up with that.
And that's good because that gives, you know, the people that had never had readings before or that are too immune to the readings, it gives them an idea of where we come from, where you come from particularly. So that's awesome to hear because everybody has that different method of getting to the information, which is what makes this world go around. Otherwise, we'd be all the same and it'd be a boring life.
That's true. And I love that everyone's different. And everyone's gifts, like a lot of people think, well, they don't have any intuitive gifts or whatever. Well, sometimes they're an artist or a musician and the music is their gift. They feel it in their heart or they feel it in their stomach, but they're still getting that even if it's not the way that they think that they're going to perceive a psychic or whatever to be. They're still getting their intuition somehow.
That's true. So I also understand that in your aromatherapy, you said you had mentioned that you use you had used not only the herbs or whatnot, but what makes those components or what makes you make the components for the desired healing, or is it for that purpose?
There's a few different types. I was divinely inspired to, when I first saw the angels, I could see them, I could smell them, and they were a vibration and a color and a density. And when I look at essential oils, they're also a color, a vibration, and a density. And I would match the aroma, the density, the vibration with the angel and get, so it would be like a calling card, like Archangel Michael would match this blend of aromas. And then someone could use that to call on Archangel Michael's energy. And then some of them, like when you look at someone's aura, I'll make this real simple sounding, but like let's say they're green and blue and they're missing red and yellow. Well, then you can match that with the essential oils that would fill in the red and yellow that they're missing to help balance them out vibrationally. And so that would be like a custom order, you know, to help balance them out personally.
Okay,
and
so,
then and then I also make like general ones. Well, like I make the Archangel blends and then I make them for like clearing your house or clearing your space or just uplifting or prosperity or whatever. And then if people want me to make them a custom blend for whatever they have going on, I'm more than happy to do that too.
And what is the website name to this particular service that you do?
That's the www.universal-harmony.com.
Mm.
And then the aromatherapies, it's a tab on the same website, but the aromatherapy website like it's called Phoenix Rising Aromatherapy, but it's all under the same thing of universalharmony.com. And then Soul Reflection Readings is on that same website also. It's just, you know, different tabs on the site.
Okay. And I'm familiar with the aromatherapy, and I'm sure there's a lot, but for we get a lot of beginners listening to our show as well. So how would you say aromatherapy works?
Well, you know, I used to do regular aromatherapy before the spiritual insight happened. And the awesome thing about aromatherapy, well, first of all, it's so pure, and it opens so many memories from this life and other lives, but it just opens you right up. And it's just healing in that respect. And it also reminds you of, like, let's say you were a doctor in a past life or something. It will remind you of those things, and you'll remember how to, like, cook better, use herbs, or, you know. And it also helps with muscle memory and things like that. You know, if you're mixing it with other, like, carrier oils and massaging it in, it's like even your muscles will start to remember, not just from the massaging action, but the specific oils will help trigger memories, smelling it and it absorbing into your skin. So it's really awesome. It's just, and it smells nice. I mean, you can't beat that.
Right.
So,
and a lot of people don't understand that in using aromatherapy, it elevates not only the memories, as Casey was talking about, but it actually elevates your vibrations, your frequencies, because as she mentioned earlier, the memories start coming back. I mean, most of us are old souls, you know, returning back just to learn a little bit more, if not teach a little bit more. But that that was one of the very first, you know, enlightenments that I had, and it's always so therapeutical. So I truly recommend everybody to try aromatherapy, whether it's in your local area or purchasing it from Casey is probably the best, because it's got that angelic vibration, and I really encourage that.
Thank you. I love aromatherapy, and I think everyone should try it, whether it's for just basic first aid or just their own aromas to wear. But and I love the spiritual component. It's really helped me a lot. And also, like at the expos, a lot of practitioners like to use it because it helps clear between clients and things like that. It helps clear your energy and make you fresh for the next person and keep your vibration, like you were saying, where you need it to be to get the messages to do the best work you can. So
that's correct. So before we start taking calls, give us a little bit of background about your services. What kind of services, other than the aromatherapy and all that, what other types of readings do you do?
Well, I do the soul reflection reading. Some people will ask for just an Akashic reading, or will I read their unborn baby in utero? That's been asked recently. I can read your deceased loved ones, animals, your property, your house and your land, past lives. Now I go and blink. I can also read what aromas and things are good for you, and crystals. And basically, you know, the thing about readings is it's kind of unlimited to the person's imagination. Like if somebody asks me to do something and I haven't done it before, I'll give it a shot, you know.
And that's true in everything, because unless you already know how to do it, that's the only way you're going to find out that you can do it. Because I believe that everybody can do this. We're not limited. I mean, there's enough room for everybody. It's just a matter of, like you said earlier, just reminding you of what you already know by connecting to one another. Because this is a huge awakening happening, and that's exactly what we're doing, is we're making everybody awaken their consciousness.
Absolutely. And it's beautiful because people are awakening all over.
Yes, they are. So I'm glad, and I know that we have a line full of people on our calling in our studio. So what we're going to do is, do you want to take a small break, or do you want to go ahead and take one of our callers?
I'd be happy to take a caller.
All right, then let's go ahead and do so. Everybody ready? Here we go. We're going to take our first caller, and I want to remind everybody, we're short in time, so we can't extend over the 60 minutes, but just a reminder to everybody, these are free readings, and it does take a lot of energy out of, you know, the individual doing the readings. So we want to limit the questions to at least one question, and she will be as thorough as possible, so bear with us. And we'll go ahead and take the first caller. Our first caller is Erica, and she's calling from Washington State. So let's go ahead and get Erica on. Erica, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Does she have a book out or something? I like to read about stories like that when they, you know, their experience on near-death experiences. I think that's really
interesting. Do you have one, Casey?
Mm-hmm. Bless you for asking. I honestly don't. I post a lot of things on Facebook, but I don't have a book out.
Oh, okay. I think that'd be an idea.
I think that's a code for you. That's a heads up for you, Casey.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Erica. That's a wonderful idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm glad. So what's your question, Erica? What are you
shocked
about?
About the MySpace part. I just thought it when you said it, but yeah, that was funny. My question is in regards to finances. I've been trying to transition from being a student into the legal field, and it's been really hard. Like, I never expected that. I don't even get interviews. And so I've been struggling, but yesterday, I decided to, like, to, if I know it's going to come along, like, the job, you know, but in the meantime, I should get certified doing other stuff. And so I'm going to be taking the exam so I can sell life policies, because I love my own policy. And I feel like a lot of people they don't think about that, and they don't have one. They're not covered. So I think it would be smart to, like, you know, if something were to happen, you know, help their family out in that sense, because you're already so hurt emotionally, and then you got to go through the financial part of it too, you know?
Yes, that's very true, and mm-hmm. a smart choice. I can see your financial path, and it looks like it's branched out into three different areas, and two of them take off right away, where you see a return on your finances, and that's one's in 2 months and one's in 4 months. And just so you know, your financial status will start to pick up, and you will start bringing in money from different areas. And it looks like the original path you were on, and I'm sorry, I already forgot what you originally were studying, but that looks like it takes off in about January. And as far as these policies that we're talking about, that looks like you'll get a return on that right away. And I do think that's very smart. And because it's something that you're driven to do, it's of your heart. And that will definitely show a good return. So definitely follow your heart on that. You know what you're doing. And I don't see you falling or having some huge disaster financially and intermittently either. So, just, you know, keep following your heart on that. And your finances actually look like they're on a steady incline. So it's all good there.
That's awesome.
Cool, because I checked my credit score and I'm really, really good, and I don't want to screw it up.
That's great, Erica. That's awesome. That's very awesome. I'm glad. And once again, I thank you very much for having you called and get an opportunity to speak to Casey. And I want you to hang on so you can listen to the rest of the show if you don't mind. Okay, and give us some good feedback too.
Thank you.
Make sure you check out Casey.
Oh,
awesome, girl.
I already followed the show.
There you go. Okay. Now it's all about word of mouth. Okay, Erica, hang on.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Best wishes. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome, girl. That was great. See, you're all relaxed now and everything, and you can see clearly now. That's pretty cool. Oh, my gosh. So that was a great question, and she's such a bright little girl. I'm so happy for her. All righty. You ready to take the next one?
I'm ready.
All right, so here we go. We have now Katie, and she's calling all the way from New York City or New York area. So let's go ahead and bring on Katie so that she can talk to Casey. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you girls?
Welcome, Katie.
Thank you.
Great, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I want to move to Atlanta, right?
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
But I don't necessarily have the money to move yet. So I'm trying to figure out, like, I want to manifest the money so I can move really fast. But I'm also kind of like torn, like, well, should I be applying for jobs in New York in the meantime? Or should I just be applying for jobs in Atlanta in the meantime? So it's kind of like, I don't know what to do.
Actually, I see you have a huge doorway. It's like a window of opportunity. This big doorway is opening up, and it's very open for the next 2 months, and it looks green and advantageous. I would start applying in Atlanta. And now, of course, if somebody offers you something quick, you know, in New York, definitely. But I see you applying for Atlanta. And also I want to mention that the cosmic alignment right now between the eclipses and the full moon, and I don't know everything about astrology, but I do get a sense of the cosmic alignment. And as far as bringing manifestation to fruition, August 7th through August 21st is really ideal, and especially for you, it seems to go right hand in hand with your desires. I see this big wishbone, and the wishbone becomes the doorway of opportunity for you. Which means it's a divine pathway for you. You're meant to go to Atlanta, and you're spiritually back, so they're going to help you attain your goal. So go for it. Go for it with all your heart. But definitely look for work in Atlanta. And I really wish you the best with that. It looks like a really pleasant, wonderful thing for you. Many opportunities.
Awesome.
Wow. Thank you so much. This has been
great. Gosh,
yes.
Katie.
Thank you.
You couldn't ask for anything better. And when she mentioned wishbone, that total visualization came in too. So I wish you the best of luck just as well, Katie.
Thank you, girls. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Hang
Many
in there.
Blessings.
Finish listening to the show. Thank you
okay,
so much.
I will. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
That was awesome. That's great. Totally. When you talked about that wishbone, I immediately visualized it, and I saw her path as well. Do you feel like you need one more call before we go on a little
I'd be happy
time
to.
Break? All right, great.
I'd be happy to.
Next one in line is Sue. She's calling all the way from Ohio, just right in the right there next door to you. So let's go ahead and get Sue on to speak to Casey. Are you there, Sue?
I'm here.
There you
Hi,
go.
Casey.
Welcome,
how are
Sue.
You? Hi, Casey. How
Good,
are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm well.
My question, I have been blessed with many abilities. I'm not able to devote as much time to them right now as I need to, but I will be moving when the time is right. And I wanted to know if my dream is to have a storefront to do my readings and energy healing work and spiritual counseling, and I want to mix in the herbs and the aromatherapy and everything along with that. Am I going to be successful in that area?
Absolutely. I feel like you might work with someone else right to begin with just to, you know, help build your financial, you know, stability. For probably less than a year, and then you'll be able to do what you want with that. I can see your third eye is huge in your fifth, you know, your angelic vision. You're very perceptive. And just so you know, just even when you're not doing like psychic work and readings, everything that you do is of spiritual path, because your insight's going to touch everything you do. So just know that you're always doing that kind of work, even if you're not technically calling it psychic readings or something. But let's see, 5 months, it looks like you're able to open a storefront. And in the meantime, it looks like you might co-opt with somebody else or work in somebody else's venue for a little while until you have the money in the place and everything falls into alignment. But in 5 months, it looks like you're in a much better position. And there's two different places that open up, one in 5 months and one in 8 months, that you'll have your choice. And actually, the one in 8 months, to be honest with you, is a little bit better. It's a little bit bigger. It has its own building. It has like a little porch. It's more of what you were hoping for. The place before that's a little more business, corporate kind of type of building. The other one in 8 months looks ideal. And you'll get your name out there co-opting with other people. So, yes, definitely, you'll be very successful. And it's all about intent. And with your intention, you'll do very well.
Fantastic.
Great.
Thank you so much.
That's great, Sue. Thank you so much for hanging in there. And thank you for calling Deep Program Radio. And please follow us. Please follow Casey at her sites, at Interperceptions, at our sites, individual. And give us some feedback. We'd really like to hear from you, even down the road sometime, too. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sue.
You
have
a wonderful,
wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Hang in there. Thank
Blessings.
You.
Blessings.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So let's, are you feeling, I'm feeling my energy just elevated like a couple notches there with the energy flowing through from Sue and from you as well. So I'm hanging on to my devices still. Let's go ahead and take a little break. What do you think?
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. So listen, everybody, you're on Deep Program Radio. We're going to take just a couple minutes. Again, you can dial in at 1-646-716-9947 to talk to Casey. She's been doing live free readings for one question, and she's doing a great job. So we're going to take a little small break, just a one-minute break. We'll be right back. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
All righty, so we are back. We are back on track on Deprogram Radio. I am your host tonight. My name is LaVonz. I'm one of the psychic sisters of Intuitive Into Perceptions. We are here tonight, and we have our VIP special guest, Casey Matryona, if I'm saying that right. Otherwise, Casey, introduce yourself just in case.
Hi, my name is Casey Matryona.
There we go. So I was saying that right. Awesome. And go ahead and just remind everybody that where you're from, what are your websites and all that for me.
Hi, my name is Casey Matryona. I'm currently residing in Ohio. My website is www.universal-harmony.com. Oh my gosh, my mind just went blank again. Oh my gosh.
She is Mystique at Soul Reflections by, of course, Mystique KC. And she also has a website. She's a proprietor at Phoenix Sun Rising Aromatherapy. And, you know, we just elated that. I am elated that she's joined us into our studios this evening on Deprogram Radio. She's offering one question free readings, and she will go ahead and answer any of your questions into depth. So, can we go on?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I get so nervous on, you know, like media and like big public things. So thank you very much for covering me there.
We're not any different as well. So, yes, let's go ahead and continue taking our calls. We want to thank everybody that's already gotten the free readings, but let's move on. So the next caller we're going to get is Lauren, and she's located in California. So we want to thank Lauren, and can she hear us? Are you there, Lauren?
Yes. Hi, ladies.
Hi. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
So
what's your question, Lauren?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking for employment. So I'm hoping that a door will open soon. And I'm just wondering what you can see.
Well, the first thing I get is it's a swan, and that's it's a state of grace. But it looks like you're walking on a hill, and you can't see what's above you, and you have two opportunities like right over your head, but for some reason you're obscured to the vision of them. And they appear in front of you in just about 2 months. So it's like they're right there overhead. They're available now, but for some reason you don't seem to notice the opportunity for another 2 months. But I do feel like if you just relax and just, you know, sit down and just kind of, you know, think about all the different places you've sought employment, they might come to mind before that 2 months is up. The fact that I'm seeing a swan, I feel like the sound of the businesses might have something to do with sound like swan, you know, have swan in the name, just, you know, to help you out, but, or like a white feather foundation or something like that. There's all these white feathers in a swan. And also anything that might have like lake in the name. And I know that sounds weird, but that's how I'll get messages sometimes. But you're definitely employed within 2 months and doing fine. And if it takes you a while to get the position that you want, you might just need the time to rest and get caught up, you know, so you're spiritually and emotionally and physically ready for the new job. Because I do feel like it's going to take a lot out of you, but in a good way, that you need to be fully energized and ready for the new position. Does that help, or did you want something a little more specific?
No, that's great. That's really, really good. Do you have time for one more question?
Oh, we're
sure.
Going to get greedy now?
Well, I just felt like she needed something a little more specific in there.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So with regards to relationships, you know, am I in the current proper or right relationship, or am I not in the right one?
It's funny. I see you in a box when you say that, but just the question itself leads me to think that if you don't know, then you're probably not in the right one, you know. But I see that you feel like you're in a box and that you're not being appreciated for the gift that you are. You feel a little bit trapped and just unappreciated, like someone's only seeing you for the outside, not the inside fully. I mean, they might appreciate some of your inner gifts, but they're not seeing you for who you really are. So I honestly think you'll be in this relationship probably 6 more months, but I don't think it's the end all be all.
Got it.
All right.
Well, very nice.
Great.
Thank you so
much. Thank you, Lauren. Well,
thank
you.
You
squeezed yourself in there, and that's very good. Thank you, Lauren, and please thank you for calling. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Stay on the line. Thank you, Lauren.
Okay,
have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
I love the way she squeezed it in there. She just squeezed it. I was waiting for you to get more in depth with her. So, all right. Here we go. That's funny. But those are great questions, and those are the kind of questions people like to hear. You know, I kind of heard her as though, you know, she didn't want to be heard. She was kind of covering the telephone there. I don't know if that's true, but we're going to go ahead and take our next call. And our next call is from the 805 area code in California. We're going to go ahead and take this call from Jorge, I think, or George. It's either Jorge or George. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great, George. Thank you
Welcome
for calling.
Welcome to the show.
And you're on Deep Program Radio, and Casey is doing one question free readings. What is your question?
Fantastic. Well, I don't have a specific question that came to mind. You know, I'm a first time caller, and this isn't something I've ever really done, but I've always been intrigued in. I've always, you know, listened to things like this, but you know, I'm just wondering, really, what does she see for me, or you know, what is it that she feels, or what's going on?
Awesome.
Alrighty. Well, as you've been talking, the first thing I noticed was Archangel Jophiel is with you. Archangel Jophiel is showing up as like golden yellow energy, and that means that you're very optimistic, you're intelligent, and you're also like you empower other people, you give them ideas, you're very encouraging. And I feel like that's the path that Spirit will back you in. I mean, you can do any kind of work that you want to do, but just like when you talk to other people and make friends and things like that, you naturally are very resourceful. You give people ideas, and it's like your God-given gift. It's like you have the gift of grace to empower people, enlighten them, and you could take that to the level if you wanted to and like do you know, big talks and speeches and things like that, or write books, but it's a natural gift of yours. And along with that, you also had Archangel Gabriel with you, and not everybody's going to have a bunch of angels like this with you, but this, they were showing up very strongly as this is like your next step into your spiritual unfoldment. And Gabriel is showing up as orange around you with Archangel Jophiel, and it's because you're also very nurturing and passionate, and I feel like you're probably very physically fit, and if you're not, I'm sorry, but you're showing up that way on a spiritual level. You just have a lot of passion and drive. but you're also, it's the way you move. Like some people like dance in spirit. They're just, they flow with the music of life, and you're one of those people. And, so again, that's another way that you can express yourself, creativity, you know, painting, dancing, anything physical, and express yourself that way. But, you're very bright. You're like a sunshine. So, and you offer that to others, even if you're not feeling it yourself or you're depressed or whatever. To other people, you're like a sunshine, a light that they can follow, some warmth. So it's just your gift, and you can take it as far as you want.
And I bet George, you're the life of a party, aren't you?
It's a possibility. It's been known to happen.
Well, gosh, I think she hit it right on the button because I was visualizing what she was seeing. So I'm so glad you called, and I am so honored to be one of the very first shows that you actually called into, you know, to listen to and kind of get a feel for it. I'm very glad you did. So please feel free to follow our radio show and follow us. Follow Casey. Casey was your first experience. Maybe. Maybe not.
Thank you very much, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, and hang in there. Finish listening to our show, and I really appreciate your call. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
That was awesome, Casey.
Thank you.
And when you said it was unusual for you not to see a lot of angels, he was bombarded with them.
Yes, he was. I think that's great. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go take our next caller, and our next caller is also in California. Let's go ahead and take this call from Janice. I think it's Janice. Janice, thank you for calling Deprogram Radio. You're here with
Hi.
Casey doing a reading. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Welcome.
Good. Welcome, and what is your question tonight for Casey?
My question is... Hi, Casey. My question is, what do you see happening in my next love relationship?
Your next love relationship. Well, the first thing that came to mind when you said that is your Akashic record. It opened up and a dove of peace flew out. I feel like your next relationship is going to be about more of a spiritual relationship, peaceful, more to the heart and soul of your core, not just, you know, all the other stuff. I mean, not that you won't have all the other things that you hope for in a relationship, but this one's going to be deeper than any relationship you've had so far. It's going to be more complete. And let's see. I'm just counting the months right now to see how far away this is. I see it clearly in November, so it might be cultivating in the meantime. It doesn't mean you'll have to wait till November to meet this person. It just means by November you'll be in that relationship where it is a relationship that you can, you know, call a relationship. But it looks like it's something that you wrote into your own book of life. It's what you wanted and what you like weren't willing to settle anymore. So it's like you made a contract with God and you said, this is what I want, this is what I expect, and now you're waiting for it to be delivered, and it is. So it looks like you'll have it somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And and I wish you the best with that because it looks like really complete.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Way to go. That'll be an awesome end of the year. Awesome end of the year for you coming up, Janice.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Deprogram Radio. Follow us and hold on so you can finish listening. Thank you, Janice.
Okay.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank
All right.
you.
Oh, wow. She's going to have a great end of the year. I'm glad to see that. All right. Going into our next caller, and just to let you know, it looks like we will be going just a little over our time frame, so we're just going to keep going and take we only have a few more, but take all these calls that are in line. Hang on. We're going to get our next caller, and she is Sue calling from Ohio. Again, your neck of the woods, Casey. Sue, are you there?
Welcome, Sue.
You already answered my question, hon. I was just listening to the show.
Oh, great.
Okay, great.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on. I went quicker than we expected. Okay. All right, then. In that case, we are going to – well, when she said that, I wasn't too sure if she wanted the reading or not. So, no, she said she was just listening to the show. All right. So our next caller in line is Randy Han, and he's calling from Colorado. And this is – hi, Randy. This is LaVonce. How are you?
Hi, LaVonce. Good to talk to you.
I know. Finally. Well, I'm so happy you called Deprogram Radio, and we are on the phone with Casey. What did you want to ask Casey tonight?
Well, Mary, my wife Mary and I are both just hanging out and listening to you. And we were just, you know, we've had a little rough patch for a few years, and it feels kind of like we're starting to, kind of get more on the upswing, I guess. But I don't know if you just had any general messages, kind of like Jorge's question, just kind of do you have anything, do you have anything?
Any messages
for us for the future?
There she is. I hear her in the background.
I sure do. Thank you for calling. And I'm sorry about the rough patch you had, but those are always growth experiences, and you either grow apart or grow together. And it looks like you two are growing together. Symbolically, I'm seeing unless of course you're remodeling also, but I'm seeing the roof of your house being extended, and that's where you and your wife have grown like bigger souls kind of. And so you're extending your roof to show that growth and that extra wisdom. You also have Archangel Raziel with you, who's also there to help you with mysteries and divine wisdom in life. Are you doing any remodeling by any chance, though?
Just kind of doing general stuff around the house.
Little landscaping.
Okay. Because if you were, it just looked like, if you're planning to sell, that would show a big return on your profit to sell. But I'm not encouraging you to move. I just could see the house getting bigger. It just looks like you two are getting along better. Your communication is better. Your circle of friends is getting bigger. I have to be honest, it looks like in a couple months you have a family crisis, not between you and your wife, but someone in the family, there's, you know, a crisis like an illness. And so it's like if you can, you know, save and, you know, build up some energy for it looks like late October, you might be needed to, like, miss some time off of work and stuff so you can help out somebody in need for a little while. Not so much financial, just to lend a hand and help with some, like, paperwork and some, you know, cooking and things like that. But other than that, everything, it looks like things are flowing along. You and your wife look like you're growing stronger as individuals and as a couple. But your identities are definitely solidified where you both know who you are. And you're not really leaning on the other person to the point where it's exasperating. You know, you're supporting each other as whole people, and that's wonderful. Sorry about the little bit of negativity there with the family situation. I'm just letting you know so you'll be prepared. And
that's great.
That makes sense, Casey, because my father is going downhill pretty fast. So
I'm sorry to hear that too, Randy.
Thank you.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad we were able to affirm and validate a lot of stuff for you too, Randy.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Levon. And thank you, Casey.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night. Hold on so you can finish listening. Have a great evening.
You bet. We will.
All right, then. Now we're going to keep going. We are going to answer. Are you ready? Do you need a drink of water or anything before we take the next call? Okay with that? All right. So we're going to take Brandy. Brandy is calling from Moreno Valley in California. So let's go ahead and say hello, Brandy. Yes. How are you, Brandy? How are you doing this evening?
I am fantastic. Hi, LaVon. Hi, Casey.
Hello. Wonderful soul. What is your primary question tonight, Brandy?
You know, my question is that I'm a healer, Casey, and I just accepted and embraced my gift, and I wanted to see, it took a minute,
we all know,
and I wanted to see, I have like this feeling that I should like make bath and body products, but I'm still on the fence if that's what I'm supposed to do, because I've never done it before.
It looks like it would resonate very well with what you're doing. I'm seeing your soul's purpose kind of like a musical scroll, and you're turning it inside out. So you're like incorporating all the areas to do the work that you're doing. And and if you think of it more like healing products versus bath and body, I feel like it'll feel more natural to you to go for it. But definitely, it's a growing area, and it's very needed, and you do great at it. So, and you know, I title it, you know, like whatever healing, whatever you call your healing practices now, like name your products after your healing practices, you know, like
ooh,
just to make it
yeah.
easy for people to relate to. And but that, yes, it would do very well.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome, Brandy. Good for you.
Well, thank you very much. That answers my question because I was on the fence. I was just like, should I do this or shouldn't I?
She's on that fence holding on like a little bug.
Yeah, really, and I have a name for it and everything, but I was just like, this just isn't my genre. I was like, And then,
well, your
you
genre
know,
just opened up.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It really is, though. So good luck. Best wishes.
Thank you very
That's
much.
Awesome.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brandy. Thanks
Thank
for calling
you,
us again. Great support. We love you very much. Hang on and
you.
Finish listening to the radio. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, Casey, it looks like we're going to take one more call, and we'll go ahead and take it from there. We want to thank you once again. Let's go ahead and take this call. This call is Aisha, looks like it, and she's also from Ohio, but I'm not sure exactly if it's Yo Springs, Ohio. Aisha, can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Very good. I thank you. I thank you for calling Deep Program Radio. You're on with me, LaVon, as your host, and Casey doing the free reading. What is your question tonight?
Hello, Casey. How are you? This is Aisha. I keep up with you on Facebook.
Yay!
Welcome, and thank you for calling in. I was looking forward to you calling.
Yeah, so, I just wanted to ask basically about my career. I'm wondering if I'm on the right path still, and just wondering about employment for myself, wondering when some opportunities, some doors may open for me.
I see it looks like you're going through a slight bit of a dark period right now. It doesn't last for a very long time, but it does look like it lasts about 3 more weeks. And then you have 2 opportunities coming up. One's like a short-term opportunity, mm-hmm. like a temporary type of thing. And that seems to get you up to the holidays, and you're, like, relieved because, you know, and that does well. And then after that, you're offered an opportunity that's really what you wanted, and it's in alignment with what you had your eye on. And it's also illuminated in green, so I don't know if it's a healing practice that you wanted or if it has to do with money. To be honest, I can't tell the difference right here, the shade of green it is, but it's going to bring you money regardless. And it looks like it's aligned with your heart's purpose. So, it's going to be a little while. So hang in there. And this little bit of rough patch you're in, it's just short-term, then another short-term period, but it brings you money. And then, by the end of the year, you're looking at what you really desire, and that will be on an incline, like 20% increase continually for a long time. So keep doing what you're doing. You definitely have a gift for healing, so if you're not already doing that and that's not what you're thinking about, you could do that on the side. So.
Oh, yeah, so definitely doing that. Actually, matter of fact, I kind of feel also, I don't know if he probably is with me, Archangel Raphael, for the healing part of it. Because I also do Reiki and some other holistic health that I love doing it too. Like it's just natural to me. And it also, and I also am involved in cooking. and if I could use that also in cooking.
Definitely. You mean like infuse it with Reiki or just all of that together, healthy eating? Well, you can do all that, basically. that would be terrific.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Sounds great.
That's wonderful.
Great. That's awesome, Aisha. I think you should also. You're very creative. So put that soul in all your cooking and exactly what Casey said. But we thank you for calling Deprogram Radio tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank
we
you.
Love your support. And
I love
please
you
follow
thank
up
you. It was
and
nice
hold
to talk
on.
To you.
Thank you, Aisha. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
All right. That's. Go ahead. Go ahead, Casey. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying thank you very much. It was wonderful. I enjoyed speaking to everyone.
We got one more caller if you have time, or I'm sure that there's others, but I don't. Oh, yeah, there is one more that I see. But anyways, after this one, we have Valerie from California that's also asking for a reading. So let's go ahead and take her call. And Valerie, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hi, Casey.
Thank you. Thank you for calling
the
program radio. What is your question tonight?
There's two positions that opened up. They're both part-time. One's with adults and one's with pediatrics. I applied for both, so I just want to see what you see around either one.
The pediatric job looks like it's long-lasting and brings you the most money and the most opportunities, but the other job seems like it responds to you first. It's like you'll want to take that because they contact you first, but pediatrics looks like it will take you much farther, more money.
And
can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Valerie, can you hear Casey?
Yeah, I was asking her, is it going to be successful? Will it be a smooth transition into that? Because I haven't worked in that position for a little bit now, so I just wanted to see.
Well, the pediatrics looks, if you go that route, it looks very peaceful. The path looks light blue to me, which is very peaceful. It's smooth. And it goes on almost like a 1 o'clock on a clock, which is very advantageous in all areas. And the other job kind of looks like a clamshell where it would be like a nice nest egg, but it doesn't really go anywhere. And there's nothing wrong with that, but typically if you have a choice, you want to take the one that, you know, brings you the most peace and money.
yeah,
pediatrics.
So do you
way to go,
offering,
definitely.
Do you see them offering you that position?
Yes.
Well,
I actually see you being offered two positions, but I think you should go for the pediatric position.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Valerie, for calling into Deprogram Radio, and we wish you luck, and you'll make the best decision. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Great show.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thanks.
All right. So we have one more, and we're going to take our last caller, Casey. You feel up to it, right, still? I haven't worn you out or anything like that? Okay. We're going to take our last caller, and she is, I believe it's Karen Sue, and she's calling from the New York area. Karen, can you hear us?
Yes. Hello. Thank you.
Great. You're calling the program radio. And
hi.
I am LaVance, and Casey is doing your free reading. What is your question, sweetie?
Okay. Well, I have a million questions, but I think I'll go with this one. I wonder what you see ahead for me and my partner. I'm very concerned, especially he has a lot of health issues, and I don't understand what's going on or what could possibly be for us.
The health conditions look pretty severe. There's extremely high acid pH balance to the body, which is causing a lot of bile and a lot of erosion of body organs. That can be, I know that sounds horrible, but that can be turned around with an alkaline diet. and a lot more than that, but an alkaline diet would make a significant change, and drinking alkaline water. That seems to be taking like most of the concern over the next couple months, because the health, I really hate giving bad news, the health does look like it's on a serious decline, but it does bounce back, but it's like it really gets bad before it bounces back. I mean, it's scary bad, and then it bounces back. Oh gosh, the relationship, it looks strained through the process, to be honest with you. I think you're a great help, and you stick with it, and you're very supportive, and you help turn their life around. And then honestly, after that, God, I hate to say this, it looks like you find someone else, because it's just too much stress on you. And somehow you feel like, I don't know, like, it's all contingent upon you, and it's just too much. It's like you're willing to help, you love, and care, and the compassion, but it's just, your life isn't all about keeping somebody alive and together and healthy. And you realize this person isn't going to do it without you constantly being there to turn things around. However, I always say, just because I say that and see that doesn't mean that with intention and prayer and dedication that you can't change that path that I see. But right now, that's how it looks. But if you want to keep this relationship alive and you're determined, certainly you can change that outcome. Just, you know, with your prayer and intention, you can definitely make that relationship take a different course.
You mean have him get better take more control for himself?
Yes, definitely. To get better, but also to take responsibility for his health instead of having you be doing all the responsibility for his health. So, yes. Be helpful,
yes.
But don't be the responsible party, you know what I mean? Let him be the responsible party.
Yeah, well, I have my own health issues that I've been frustrated with, so it is very hard for me.
Yeah, that's
I can
what
tell you
saying.
Though, it,
uh-huh.
It seems like it's a self-worth issue. He just needs to realize he's worthy and worthy of taking good care of himself, and he's a worthy person, and he'd do a lot better for himself. It's all about self-worth with him.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can achieve that, do you see him turning things around?
Oh, absolutely. And it really is that easy. It's just not where it's pointed right now, but it is that easy. And you're a very strong person, and you're going to be happy regardless. But in this relationship, yeah, if he turns it around, you two will be happy for a long time. But if he doesn't, you will definitely find someone that does bring you happiness that you can share.
There
wow.
you go. All right, Karen. Sometimes we don't like giving the bad news, and we don't like being the bad people, but
right.
that is the reality, and we just take it for how we see it. But as she says, ultimately, things are in your hands, and things are in his hands. So I'm glad that you asked that question. I'm glad you came on board to feel free to ask that to us.
Can I just ask you, do you get a possible time frame for this to go down?
Yes. About just under 3 months. And then you'll know and before the 3 months is up how things are going to turn out. But
okay.
A lot of prayer and dedication and keep putting the ball back in his court in regards to his health, and
mm-hmm.
things will work out for you. And if he's not willing to take control, then he'll still get better, but then
mm-hmm.
you know just pray for your true intentions,
okay.
and
mm-hmm.
you know, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Pray for you as well, Karen. We'll be in our prayers, and thank you for having you call in tonight into Deep Program Radio, hoping that you'll continue to follow us and follow Casey as well too.
Okay.
Our prayers, you're blessed. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Best wishes.
Thank you all.
And we are at our last end of our show at Deprogram Radio with our VIP guest, Casey Moore Matronia. Casey. But I know, gosh, it was a pleasure. Before we end, could you tell our listeners again where they can reach you? And give us, if you had anything in the world that you'd like to remember you by or remember their lives by, what would it be?
Just know that you are worthy, you are whole, and you are infinitely loved by the divine, and we are all connected at the heart. We all support each other and love, and just know that you are completely fine and whole.
Great message.
Oh, and
where can they reach? Go ahead.
My website is www.universal-harmony.com, and you can reach me at kc@universal-harmony.com, and also KC Matronia on Facebook, and the other social medias. I'm Mystic KC, and I'd love to hear from you.
Great. We thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts that you were able to be our guest tonight. And we thank all of our listeners, and we welcome them all the time. And we couldn't do it without any of our supporters. And we want to remind everybody we're on Deprogram Radio Chronicle Season Part 2. We are on every other Wednesday. We blast out our next VIP on our next show. Please give us a call and remember us that we are here to connect with one another. I want everybody to have a great evening from the Psychic Sisters at Interperceptions. Have a great evening, everybody.
I know a place.
I'll take you there.